The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello, everyone. Nice to see you arriving. Let's go ahead and get started together. Okay, so settling in for meditation. Sensing into the body, arriving at your spot, and closing your eyes if it's comfortable for you to do so. Maybe taking a couple of long, slow, deep breaths, really filling the lungs, and then just allowing the breath to naturally exhale. Just to really connect into the feeling of the body. And then just letting the breath be natural. And as is often helpful at the beginning of a sit, inviting some ease throughout the body, sensing into the head area, softening the eyes and the eye sockets, letting go of all the little muscles on the scalp, down through the jaw and the throat, and releasing the shoulders and any holding in the upper back so that the heart can naturally be forward. Just letting the arms float freely. And all down into the belly area, releasing the diaphragm, softening the area of the belly so that it can kind of round out or drop down farther into the abdomen. Releasing any holding in the low back so that we're just balanced on the spine. And then releasing the hip joints down through the legs, the calves, the Achilles, and into the feet. Just inviting ease, inviting some connection to the body. It's okay, however it is. Bringing attention also to the state of the mind or the heart. First of all, noticing what's there. How are you right now? And then also inviting some ease in the mind. One way to do that is to find some bit of ease somewhere and just connect with that. Kind of emphasize it in attention, even if there are other parts of the mind that are not so much at ease. connecting in with the sensations of the breath. Sensing the breath, maybe like a warm bath, something gentle, something that envelops the body. Imagining that we can steep the body in the breath. Just encouraging the body and the mind to be simple. If there are complicated or agitated parts, we can put them more on the back burner and keep the simplicity of our awareness and breath and body on the front burner. If you begin to sense some degree of peace or ease or even wholesome pleasure in the experience of breathing, it's fine to favor that in attention, to emphasize that. This is actually how the instructions for mindfulness of breathing go. Mindfulness is not always purely neutral. So go ahead and favor any sense of ease or peace, feeling the simple rhythmic rocking of the breath. If we're getting too involved in the pleasure and the joy of the breath, we'll feel that as agitation. Or if we're resisting this idea of enjoying the simple experience of the breath, we'll feel that as agitation also. Finding the middle way that's very simple and tends toward ease. Now I will offer a shift. Now turning the attention more toward the changing nature of the breath. It's the same experience, but we turn attention more toward the flow, the in and out sensations, the continually changing experience of the breath. We see that it's never the same from moment to moment. But there is still some ease in just resting with the flow. We can gently open just a bit the investigation aspect of the mind, acknowledging that the breath is a multitude of sensations that are arising, shifting, and passing away in an overlapping kind of way. Really allowing the deep acknowledgement of that in the body, in the mind. Just keeping the mind soft as we open to the flutter and kaleidoscope of change that is the breath. And we'll rest in silence with that for a bit. And in the last few minutes of this meditation, we can reflect that what is experienced just in the breath is also paralleled in life, daily life, as well as in the arc of our life. That there's a continual arising, shifting and changing, and passing away of things. And the degree to which we can acknowledge and rest in that, we're in touch with how things actually are. Relationships change over time. There are new ones and sometimes they end. Our work has changed. Our body and health shift over time. The weather, the seasons, it's always in flux in some way. And of course, we know this at some level, but we also forget it. And often, times when we're suffering are times when we are out of touch with this natural flow. So we can reflect on the way meditation prepares us for living well in the world. It's not about knowing a lot about the breath. It's about having that experience and relating to it well that then somehow can come forth as we meet life. So we can hope that in our day to day and going forward, we're able to discern these patterns of how things work in order that we can relate well to people and live in a way that is inspiring and reminds people in even just a simple way that it's possible to flow along with life in a way that doesn't have too much suffering.